Mix 94.7 KMCH, guest of the day, numero uno, Craig, along with me. Of course, you know him better as Craig Hutton, the man, the myth, the legend. We were just talking via email, Craig, yesterday, that last year for the 40 Days of Life, I happened to be just guest hosting the morning show.
That's correct.
And now look what happened. Now you're all stuck with me a year later. Tell me a little bit about what's been going on in your life. Staying busy in the classroom, outside of church and everything?
Oh, yeah. I teach kindergartners at Lambert Elementary School, and it's just crazy. And it's a crazy year, though.
Yeah.
You just have that opportunity to work with, you know, some of our youngest and guide them academically, but also, and just how do you handle things, you know, socially, emotionally? How do you get along with people? So it's a great blessing.
You're actually 2 years younger than me, but teaching kindergarten, you have white hair now. That's how that works out.
That's right. It was bright red when I first started.
When you're not teaching, you're involved with the church, and you guys have a big event coming up, the 40 Days for Life. Tell me a little bit about this and remind everybody kind of what's going on.
Sure. Well, 40 Days for Life is a peaceful international campaign that goes, again, for 40 days. And what we are doing is we are working on the issue of abortion. You know, we are pro-life, but we're also pro-woman and pro-family. So we want to get out into the community and to be able to share resources and ideas for people to get involved with. So,
yeah, tell me a little bit about how people can get involved and what you guys can be doing over the next 40 days.
Yeah, well, first of all, we're going to have our kickoff rally, which will be out at the Stone Church, and that's going to go from 6 to 8 p.m., and doors open at 5:40. It's a free will donation.
Okay.
And there's going to be an awesome a dessert buffet and ice cream. I think you'd like
my
to come
my
to that.
Three favorite words put together: awesome dessert buffet in one sentence.
Yeah, that's right. And then on Wednesday, next Wednesday, we will be starting our sidewalk prayer vigil. It's a peaceful prayer vigil. Again, it's to reach out into the community, make people aware of abortion, what are the options that someone who might find themselves in an unplanned pregnancy have, and just make people, we're really pushing this year with the idea of pregnancy resource centers, and they are amazing. Mm-hmm. They are amazing places where women who might find themselves in that kind of that emergency pregnancy or a couple, that they go, where can I go get help? And they hear all the options that are out there for them to make the best, very best choice.
There's actually one in Cedar Rapids, not too far away from my house, actually.
A number throughout the state and many throughout the nation. And one is Bridge Haven.
That's what I meant, Bridge Haven. That's what it was.
And then the one that we are directly connected with is Clarity Clinic in Dubuque. So people can come out to the rally. We're asking churches if they would want to step up and take a day, we call it being a day champion, to go out and pray, and then also to visit with community members around this issue.
Now, you mentioned the kickoff. That's coming up this weekend, correct?
Yes, it is. It's this Sunday again. Yeah, from 6 to 8 out at the Stone Church in the Iowa Room.
Okay.
It's going to be a great time. Dennis Rima, who is he's the development director at Clarity Clinic, is going to be our keynote speaker, and he's going to share about what these pregnancy resources or resource centers, what they do and how they support families. And he's also going to be visiting with us about other resources out there. We're going to have a lady come in from, it's called Mary's Inn in out of Dubuque, which is actually a maternity home where women that don't have that support can go. And there's women that will be there, support them, take care, you know, what they need to get through this pregnancy and support their baby.
Is there a place where people can log online, learn more about this campaign, learn more about what you guys are doing?
Oh, yes, there is. You can just go to the 40 Days for Life website, and it has all the campaigns throughout the country and in the world. And you can just type in Manchester, Iowa, and all the details will be there.
Gotcha. I tried to keep you longer because I know you like to break from the classroom, but...
Yeah.
Always good to see you, Craig. Again, the kickoff Sunday night at the Stone Church.
Yep, from 6 to 8. Doors open at 5:40. We're going to have that dessert buffet, ice cream, and then we're just going to have a really great time learning more about this issue and how we can best support women and their families.
And then the prayer vigil comes up Wednesday next week.
Yep, and that'll be on the sidewalk from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And again, we're asking anyone can join that. Come in. And they're pro-life. Come in and be able to pray. And community members can come up and ask, well, what can I do to help? Or maybe there's a woman there in our community or a couple that's saying, hey, we are in an unplanned pregnancy. Where can we go get support so we can keep our child?
Always good to see you, Craig. Right. Hey, have a good event this weekend. I'll be at a wedding. Otherwise, I'd come hang out with you guys, especially if you got a dessert buffet.
And I really want to say a shout out to KMCH for just allowing us to get the word out.
Absolutely, absolutely. So. You're going to see Craig's smiling face, and we're going to put this interview up on our website at kmch.com.